I was at the ECMOD show in London last week. ECMOD is the annual trade show for everybody here in the UK who's involved in catalogues and mail order and e-commerce. There was an interesting new development this year because they were co-locating the show with eMetrics, which is the equivalent annual shindig for everybody who's involved in web analytics. And also, I think it was Optimization World, or possibly Personalization World. Anyway, a whole series of different events, all under one roof, all part of what they were calling Data-Driven Business Week. So you would have imagined that there was a considerable amount of synergy between this group and a great deal of crossover. But I did a little test which seemed to suggest that there wasn't quite as much crossover as you might have expected. What I did was put out a tweet saying that for the price of a cup of coffee in the cafe area in the centre of the exhibition hall, I would show anybody who was interested how they could use Google Analytics custom dashboards to build a really killer checkout health check dashboard where you can see every single stage of your checkout and what the abandon rate is from each one. It's a very useful thing to have. It's like a life support monitor in a hospital at this, the most busy time for all our checkouts. And I thought there'd be some interest in this. There was very, very little. Well, that was perhaps understandable. I sent it out over Twitter and everybody's busy at the show, so perhaps people didn't quite understand what I was on about. Never mind. But what I found that was really shocking was that the people that I did talk to tended to have to rather sheepishly admit that far from being in a position where they were interested in showing loads of different goals and funnels all on one custom dashboard, they were, unfortunately, not quite in a position yet to show any goals or funnels on a dashboard. They hadn't yet got round to setting up a single goal in their probably single Google Analytics profile. And I'm not quite sure what we can do about this. One group of a few hundred people in that building were all agonizing over the finer details of privacy, cookie law, and different techniques for optimizing websites and using all this really cool new stuff that we've got. And then there was another group of people in there who, to be honest, hadn't yet got round to using some of the tools, with the facilities and functions in the tools, which have been around from almost day one. And I'm not quite sure how we're going to make this transition. It's not actually all that steep a learning curve. Google Analytics is surprisingly easy to use, but most of the people in that hall hadn't even started to dip into it. And I found that really quite a shock, and it's very important to understand just what the difference is between the people who are using it seriously and the majority of the people who've got Google Analytics installed but aren't doing anything with it yet.